WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan middle schooler has been missing since Monday. 14-year-old Marina Rios Garcia was last seen at Davila Middle School and is about 4 feet 8 inches tall. She weighs about 95 pounds. Her photo is available at WTAW.com. Brazos County and state health officials are still looking for the source of E. coli infections. Dr. Eric Wilkie of the Brazos County Health Department says the start of what he called a small outbreak began last week. Two children remain hospitalized in Houston with kidney complications. The 18-month-old and a 4-year-old, both from College Station, are in fair condition. The infection was also confirmed in 3 college-aged patients who did not require hospitalization, and they are waiting for results of genetic tests of 3 others with suspected infections. No new cases have been reported following a check of local hospitals. Wilkie is optimistic that there will be no additional patients.
If you've got a child that has a significant diarrheal illness, especially one associated with a fever or blood or mucus, that's probably worth a medical visit.
Wilkie says the initial thought about the source of the infection, which is still being investigated and has not been confirmed, is contamination in the food supply chain and not something associated with a single restaurant. Wilkie has been told by state officials they are not aware of any cases outside of Brazos County. Much of Texas is involved in spring election campaigns for city and school board seats, but not in the Twin Cities. What used to be May elections have been moved to November. For Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski, that means a change in routine.
I'm up here in November, and we'll be running for election for mayor. It's the first time that I've actually had to campaign and run a campaign in the fall semester. So, in between Johnny football and A&M football and everything else going on, we'll be out doing our campaigning.
It will be the second November election locally. Last year, there was a record turnout boosted in large part by the presidential campaign. And it's a gain for the Downtown Bryan Association, but a loss for the Bryan School District. The association's new executive director is someone who is retiring from Bryan ISD. Sandy Ferris is leaving the district at the end of May to lead the nonprofit organization. Ferris spent 10 years as a communications director, and before that, she taught journalism at Bryan High for 20 years. Later this month, the Bryan School Board will consider an expansion of athletic facilities at Rutter High School. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there are $2.5 million remaining from the bond issue that can be spent in that area. And the district's recently hired engineering consultant has come up with a proposed 7,000-square-foot addition to the Rutter Fieldhouse,
which would include dressing rooms for both boys and girls. We would have one coach's office, one set for boys and girls, restrooms for men and women, and also a 4,000-foot multi-purpose room and/or weight room.
Wallace says they're also exploring outdoor improvements, including more seating at the baseball and softball fields, a building containing restrooms and concessions, and 2 practice fields. Graduation weekend at A&M always means more traffic, but June Broughton at A&M Transportation Services says sports fans will also be on campus, putting additional pressure on parking lots.
We've got 4 athletic events going on this weekend, in addition to 6 commencement events. We've got tennis, softball, baseball, and track, as well as 3 graduation ceremonies on Friday and 3 on Saturday.
Plan on taking more time getting in and out because everyone will be headed towards Reed Arena. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the graduation parking map from Transportation Services. A&M police are not placing additional restrictions on graduation visitors, but down the road in Austin, the University of Texas has announced more security measures for next weekend's commencement exercises.
Well, I've always staffed very heavily for commencement because we want it to be perfect. Traditionally, commencement has not been a difficult event. Our biggest concern always has been, and probably still is, the weather. We don't have a lot of place to go if it does storm.
UT Police Lieutenant Dennis Chartier says bags larger than 12 inches in any dimension are banned, and all other bags will be searched. And as debate over a possible internet sales tax continues, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that although approving the bill would raise the overall tax on consumers, it would level the playing field. Flores says these kinds of taxes actually already exist. They just aren't enforced.
If you go out and you buy something from abcinternet.com, theoretically, when you receive that at your home or business, you're supposed to pay a use tax to the state of Texas. What's happened in the past is there's been a federal prohibition that keeps states from being able to collect taxes at the point of sale from internet vendors. All this does is remove that prohibition so that an internet vendor is treated the same way as a vendor in Bryan College Station.
Flores says if given the opportunity, he'd like to put the issue in front of the constituents for their input. WTOW News Time is 7:12. It's 69 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will figure pretty prominently into the forecast over the next several days. We've already got some activity over the central part of the country, and I think that will expand as the day goes on. For today, lots of clouds, some showers and storms, 80. Showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70 tonight. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms tomorrow, 75 to 80. A chance for thunderstorms on Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie softball in the SEC tournament yesterday. A&M baseball cranks it up tonight, and playoff action from the NBA and NHL will do it for you at 7:50.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just sports. We have a bigger winner than this. I mean, this almost transcends culture. There's a big competition that's been going on. It is finally over, and the winner has been announced.
Did I miss another one?
This is a contest. Well, no, it's bigger than sports.
Oh.
This is our very existence on planet Earth.
You're talking about a poetry contest.
Yeah, right, exactly. The masses have in fact spoken, and they have declared cheesy garlic bread as the winner in Lay's Potato Chips Do Us a Flavor contest.
Oh, that does sound yummy.
Oh, man. You think about that at 7:15 in the morning,
think
eating
of the
something
burps
with garlic on it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the Dr. Pepper, it sounds epic.
Reminds you later on in the day what you had.
I'm not being sarcastic.
That's good. That's fine. Okay. Now, the flavor beat out other contenders. One is the, and I don't know how to pronounce this. This is sriracha.
Sriracha.
It's that, you've seen it if you go into
it's that little rooster on there.
Yeah, exactly. The
red rooster
the
sauce.
The red squeezy hot sauce, okay. And then chicken and waffles. I think we talked about that when it was out in the stores. I'm not going to invest $4.29 in a bag of that.
You're going to eat the real stuff at Christopher's World Grill.
Well, if you could get a bag for a dollar, then maybe you'd do that.
We get a sample bag.
Yeah, but I don't know that they did them for these. See, I'm not sure they did. I don't think they did because of all this stuff. But anyway, they beat sriracha and chicken and waffles. The winning cheesy garlic bread chips will be available nationwide for the remainder of 2013. Oh, Frabjous Day, Kalu-Kalay. I just cannot imagine. The woman who initially came up with the flavor, that'd be Karen Weber Mendham, will receive $1 million in prize money.
Well, hot dang.
Holy
or
mackerel.
1% of the Cheesy Garlic Bread's 2013 net sales, whichever is higher.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now, I mean, and congratulations to Karen, but I mean, what exactly did she invent? Because I don't know about y'all, but I don't think my kitchen's set up to make potato chips.
Well, she probably submitted the idea.
There's lots of
people who submitted ideas.
I'll bet you that's what it was. She's getting paid $1 million for writing down garlic bread.
She had $1 million idea, and it was cheesy garlic bread?
Yep.
Hey.
Wow.
I wish I had $1 million idea.
Oh,
I'm not going to knock her.
No,
I'm going to try to stroke my karma. Come on. Good job, lady.
I would just think that she would have needed to do more than just write those words down on a piece of paper and send it in. I would think she'd need to.
Well, I'm pretty sure she probably emailed it. I don't think she wrote
true.
It on a piece Could've of
done
paper.
That. Just submitting
Not in
a
this
name.
Internet no. age.
Hope they give us a chance to do that again. I'll bombard them with it. Stuff. I'll try all sorts of things. We'll see.
Donut flavor.
Yep, exactly. Now,
ketchup.
Don't forget, coming up on Sunday, it's Mother's Day. We're trying to remind you here to help you out. And a survey of expectant mothers indicates dads should be prepared to give a Mother's Day gift this weekend.
Oh, without question.
Yep. In the survey of first-time pregnant women, 60% said they expected Mother's Day gifts. However, about 6 in 10 dads questioned the survey. Hello? You can't win. You don't want to be having an argument Sunday morning about this, okay? If she thinks that she should get a gift, she should get a gift. Imagine, 6 in 10 dads said they didn't realize that their partners were expecting Mother's Day gifts.
And 6 out of 10 men will spend Sunday evening in the doghouse.
Man. Well, that's me. We're trying to help you out here, just to let you know, so you can be okay. Well, some meat is good for you, probably. Certainly the protein found in meat is good for you.
Sure.
And the flavor and texture are good for your taste buds and your stomach.
Yes, sir.
What if we could have the good protein, the flavor, and the texture found in meat without all those nasty side effects?
What, dead animals? Or?
Well, no. It's called Beyond Meat. The company isn't...
what are the side effects?
Listen to this. Well, the side effects, well, just think about that. There are certainly elements in meat that are not good for you. Of course, part of it is the way you prepare it. But
sure.
The company is not anti-meat, but it figures since the average U.S. American is consuming 270 pounds of meat a year, there's room for a very meat-like product. Okay, we already do that with cheese. It's called Velveeta.
Delicious.
Beyond Meat's technical challenge is trying to replicate the fibrous structure of the meat to do this.
Yeah, I mean, how are they going to do that?
I'm going to tell you. They extract proteins directly from plants and realigns them in an attempt to mimic the animal protein that gives meat its structure and therefore its texture.
That's going
to
give you a third arm growing out of your back.
Why don't you just eat normal meat?
Hello?
Yeah, an artificial sweetener. Just like sugar.
Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding.
The focus is on creating a virtually... Excuse me. Okay, here we go. The focus...
Okay.
...is on creating a virtually indistinguishable product with a focus on protein.
Maybe if you have no sense of smell or, you know, you can't feel textures with your tongue.
Well, but that's what, see, this, and again, this is what they're trying to do, and you know.
Why don't we just eat meat like God intended
it? Well, no, that's the whole idea, is they want you to get into a situation where you're not going to. Did you see the movie Soylent Green?
I've never even heard of that.
Well.
It's people!
Yeah, go see that movie. Beyond Meat thinks it is possible that one day your grocery store may have a protein section next to the meat counter.
The question
that sounds delicious.
The question remains, though, because everybody knows the best part is that it's marbled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best tasting part. So they're going to have to come up with two different fibrous whatevers.
Yes,
one fat, one not fat.
And then it would be, right, perfect. It would be a perfect, the perfect marbling. Well, you know, you get that imitation crab, that K-R-A-B, that stuff.
Well, you know, though, I guess there are some similarities between what you're describing and an MRE.
No, well, I don't know about
it
that.
Protein-like
substance. Resembles food, but it's not food.
Right, but I'm saying this is, and again, this is just a little innocuous story here saying that they hope to get to that point.
I don't want Frankenfood. I just don't.
Well, I do. I think that's probably what you're talking about right there. I just, we'll see.
I don't want to sit down for a steak and go, it's alive.
Yeah. 7:21. All right, we're getting to the point now where anybody can be a parent. If you're too busy to do the occasional diaper check, yeah, on that other little human being that you've brought into your life, you know, that one, yeah. If you're too busy to do that diaper check, well, now we've got the Huggies Tweet Pee app.
Aww.
That's right. A little sensor affixes to your baby's diaper, syncs with an app, and tweets whenever it detects wetness, some form of higher humidity level. Evidently, the app also keeps track of the number of diapers that you go through so that it can alert you when you're running low.
I will tell you that might be handy in a hospital situation.
In a hospital situation. I'm talking about a parent. You're at home with your child. Hello?
Ketchup-flavored salted green chips.
Yeah.
I want half the million-dollar prize when you get it.
All right, I'll write it down. You got
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top-name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Stopped in, had lunch yesterday at a new restaurant. It's Amico Nave. You've probably seen it. It's that thing that they've been redoing across the street from Shipwreck. And it's right across the street from Shipwreck. It's owned by Wade and Mary Beckman. They're both A&M class of 90. They own Shipwreck. They happen to have that building come open across the street. They said, let's do Italian. And, you know, that's a neat deal. But, in fact, when you see that Wade's stepdaddy, who is a Tony Salvaggio, you can see pictures of Tony and his family. I think every picture in there is from Brian. For instance, if you want to see the first graduation at St. Anthony's Church in Brian, they have a picture of that up there. Wade was telling me yesterday a couple of ladies who were in that first class saw their own picture there. So there really is a dedication to the historic immigration of the Italians and what they did in Bryan, and it's all inside Amico Nave, and they have done a fabulous job on what the inside of this restaurant looks like, and that says it says Italian, but it also says the Bryan heritage with the Italians moving here, which is neat, and the food is spectacular. Start with the rolls, the appetizers. I guess sampled 5 or 6 different things. I think one of the great things about it is that lunch starts at $8 at Amico Nave. So, you know, you can go in, you can have a business lunch in a nice atmosphere. By the way, Amico Nave also has a private banquet room that seats up to 45 people, and they have audio video functionality if you want to have presentations there. The pasta, the pizza, the chicken, the seafood is outstanding. So plan for lunch. And again, lunch items starting at about $8. It's Amico Nave. They're right across the street from the Shipwreck and owned by our friends Wade and Mary Beckman. So give them a try.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I got to give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. It's a 60% chance of rain today and tonight. By the way, we're going to have 80s all the way through probably about Tuesday and next week. So 60% chance of rain today and tonight. And then we'll end up having a 50% chance of rain tomorrow. And it stays at about 65 to between 60 and 65 each night, but the chance of rain will continue through Saturday at 30%. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 13, 87% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 71.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. I want to thank all of you who voted us best of the Brazos the past few years. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years experience. I personally perform the venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. We accept most insurance plans, including Scott and White and Medicare. Remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Sunday on ABC, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was asked about Republican Senator Ted Cruz. He accused Senator Cruz of introducing incivility into the political process. He claimed to have seen Cruz demean the office by treating other senators rudely. Then ABC asked Richardson if Senator Cruz represents most Hispanics with his policies. Richardson kind of lost his mind. He said Cruz is anti-immigration. He's a politician from Texas, which is a conservative state. Therefore, he said, I don't think he should be defined as an Hispanic. Mr. Richardson, you claim that Ted Cruz introduced incivility into the political process. Maybe you've forgotten the vicious incivility that your precious Senate Democrats dished out to Robert Bork, Clarence Thomas, Miguel Estrada, so and so on. Now, your party accuses Republicans of trying to kill the elderly, starve school kids, wage war on women. Are those lies the least bit civil? No. How about Bush 43? He was routinely impugned by uncivil, untruthful Democrats. He didn't defend himself out of deference to the office. Now, Bill Richardson, you complain of rudeness and incivility while diving headfirst into the gutter of political smears. You were crude, you were racially tinged in your attack on Senator Cruz, and is that the best you guys can do to respond to his growing popularity? Thankfully, Senator Richardson, you don't get to decide who's really Hispanic and who isn't. You know what, I think I'll be Hispanic today.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Business owners, I want to introduce iDrive as our online backup company here at the EIB Network. It's trusted by over 2 million users. Now, we searched for the best company with the brightest ideas for online backup. We found it at iDrive. We have full confidence that their backup ability is industry best. iDrive is smart and intuitive. You won't need an IT specialist to keep track of your backups. iDrive protects your valuable data on multiple devices, including smartphones, automatically. No per-computer charges. Business plans start at less than $10 a month. iDrive stores your files safely and securely online and off-site with military-grade encryption, so only you have access to your files anywhere, anytime. Protect your data. Sign up today. Save 20% when you use the promo code RUSH. iDrive.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A middle school girl didn't make it home on Monday and has been missing ever since. Family says 14-year-old Marina Rios Garcia was last seen at Davila Middle School and is about 4 feet 8 inches tall and weighs about 95 pounds. At WTAW.com, there's a photo of Garcia. A record number of May graduates at A&M, combined with more athletic events than usual, are expected to generate traffic volume the size of a home football game this weekend.
We do have parking for all these events. However, we do know that traffic will be heavier in the area of Reed Arena, heavier than usual. So we are asking everyone to allow more time to get to those events.
June Broughton at A&M Transportation Services says to check out their online graduation parking map. A link is on our website at WTAW.com. More than 7,000 Aggies are involved in 6 commencement programs, 3 tomorrow and 3 on Saturday. In addition, A&M is hosting baseball, softball, tennis, and track. Those attending A&M commencement programs won't deal with additional security measures. The University of Texas has announced more restrictions. Lieutenant Dennis Chartier says bags larger than 12 inches in dimension are banned.
And we're posting signs in parking lots and parking garages. And if they see somebody with a large bag, we're going to try and catch them before you walk across campus and say, yeah, you're going to need to leave that in your car.
All other bags will be searched before entering any of next weekend's graduation programs at UT. And 2 children hospitalized for more than a week with kidney complications from E. coli infections have been upgraded to fair condition. The 4-year-old and an 18-month-old who are from College Station are being treated in Houston. Dr. Eric Wilkie of the Brazos County Health Department says the source of the diarrheal illness has not been determined.
We're optimistic before the cases expanded that we could say that it was a single restaurant, but like I said, that quickly sort of went away. So at this stage, and again, this is very preliminary without the full investigation, but I think we're looking away from a single source restaurant to more supply chain issue.
The infection was also confirmed in 3 college-age patients who did not require hospitalization. And they're waiting for results of genetic tests of 3 others suspected of the infection. Wilkie says they're checking for new cases because the incubation period can take several days, but he's optimistic that there are no additional patients following a check of local hospitals. And dirt could be turning soon on a $2.5 million expansion at Rutter High School. Bryan School Board members this week were presented recommendations from Superintendent Tommy Wallace that include possible additions to outdoor athletic facilities.
In terms of seating capacity and storage for the baseball and softball fields, possibly adding on a concession stand / restroom, maybe. We looked at a practice softball field for our girls as well, because there's 1 softball field at Rutter High School, and we looked at an infield only for the boys' baseball.
Wallace says the board will be asked a week from next Monday night to approve a 7,000-square-foot addition to the field house. That would include a multi-purpose room, dressing rooms, locker rooms, restrooms, and coaches' offices. Meanwhile, a 30-year teacher and administrator in the Bryan School District is retiring and will take over as the new executive director of the Downtown Bryan Association. Sandy Ferris spent 20 years teaching journalism at Bryan High before becoming the district's communications director in 2003. Starting next month, she will lead the nonprofit organization charged with coordinating and overseeing the growth and development in the downtown area. Last November was the first time voters chose city council and school members in Bryan and College Station instead of through an election in May. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky, who plans to seek re-election, says it will be the first time he has not campaigned in the spring.
I've talked to other mayors in other areas. They're continuing to operate their elections in May because that's how it's always been. So it is a little weird knowing that we should be having elections coming up and but moving them to the fall is fine.
Changes in state election laws prompted the local governing bodies to move to November to continue using county voting equipment. And the Senate approved 69-27 to move forward with the idea of an internet sales tax. Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are against it, but Congressman Bill Flores is still undecided, citing both the advantages and disadvantages.
The con is it's a it raises the overall tax bill for Americans, and that's the bad thing about it. what we're going to do, if this does come to the House floor, and I'm not positive that it will, but if it does, we'll put it out there on our social media and on our website and ask people to comment on it.
Flores says the fact of the matter is there's already a use tax in place that consumers should be paying to the state, but they don't because of a federal prohibition. He says this bill would remove that prohibition to make sure internet and local vendors compete on fair terms. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Wondering why mom's being so sweet? She's dropping a hint.
Mother's Day is May 12th, and mom wants something sweet this year.
Be sweet to mom with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
The Chocolate Gallery has designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat.
Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all mom's favorites. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
It's the RV Station Bryan pre-Memorial Day sale, because you might like to use your new camper on Memorial Day. Now through May 25th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. But at the pre-Memorial Day sale, save thousands more. Get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, just $59,995. $20,600 off MSRP, number 2386. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28 BHS, just $191 a month. Number 2349, $19,995, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC. This event absolutely ends May 25th. Don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Shop over 250 campers at rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Howdy, Gabe Bach here with TexAgs Radio, taking a minute for AggielandTickets.com. If you've ever felt the 12th man spirit at Kyle Field, you know it only takes one game to fall in love forever. Aggie owned and operated, AggielandTickets.com provides a marketplace for Aggies and non-Aggies to buy and sell athletic tickets and parking passes to other verified Aggies and current students at fees 20% lower than the competition. Their mission is simple at AggielandTickets.com: provide the best possible game day experience, but also keep Kyle maroon. Not a current or former student? Don't worry. AggielandTickets.com also has a general section for anyone to buy and sell tickets. Visit AggielandTickets.com today and register to win a PSA-certified Johnny Manziel autographed football. Everyone that registers will be awarded a one-time 10% off fee promo code as well. AggielandTickets.com. Aggies helping Aggies keep Kyle maroon. That's AggielandTickets.com.
Good morning, 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will figure pretty prominently into the forecast over the next several days. We've already got some activity over the central part of the country, and I think that will expand as the day goes on. For today, lots of clouds, some showers and storms, 80. Showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70 tonight. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms tomorrow, 75 to 80. A chance for thunderstorms on Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What?
Sorry about that. We're having technical difficulties.
Well, okay, then you could just do an imitation
That's
of it.
Yeah. A&M softball in the playoffs yesterday. Also, we had A&M baseball. We have A&M baseball this evening. And we've got updates for the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. All coming up with sports. We'll do that for you in about 12 minutes.
I mean, we can always do that.
Thank you.
If we need to just bail, we can just do that.
I think your computer complications over there this morning have
moved over there.
By osmosis, moved here.
There you go. So, let's see. Coca-Cola. Speaking of... Coca-Cola's doing their part to keep your child from becoming a fatty fat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They announced that they're taking a slew of new measures to make sure that your children don't get tubby.
Are they going to tell us exercise tips on the side of the bottle?
Well, I think they're going to do an initiative to work on encouraging physical activity in every country that they have their product.
Which would be everywhere.
Which would be everywhere. So good luck with that. Hope that works for you. My thought is that they're going to continue to go ahead and do soft drinks that have sweeteners in them, though. You know, they're not going to stop that. That's for sure. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, on the diaper thing with the app.
Yeah.
Much easier way to do it. All you need is a scale. Because on the side of the diaper, it says, 8 to 12 pounds. When a child weighs that much, you just change it.
It's perfect. Thank you.
That's brilliant.
I like it.
Oh, my gosh. It.
The casual parent. Yes, been brought to you this morning by Em. Hey, now, 742. Watch for these rascally regents over in Austin, folks. We talked about this earlier this morning, but we just want you to know that the regents of the University of Texas expected to approve $62 million improvements to Royal Memorial Stadium. Going to do that in their meeting today. Now, their seating capacity is 100,119. And they tell us they're not going to be adding any more seats. But my thought is that somehow they just might, because after all, A&M is looking at 102,500 for the 2015 season. And I'm thinking, if you look at it, they got a couple of places they could jam in some more seats. And all they want to do is they just want to get to 102,501, right? Just as long as they got one more than the
exactly
Aggies.
Exactly that much.
So they're not saying right now that they're going to do this, but just remember.
And if my aunt were a man, she'd be my uncle.
There you go. Right.
What?
Exactly. Texas, which topped all athletic departments, by the way, with more than $163 million in revenue, is one of only seven schools that report no subsidies for 2012. You know who the other ones are? I mean, if you think about it, you can probably come up with some of them.
The
Ohio State. They would certainly be in there. They certainly would.
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
No.
They
took a subsidy. The Oklahoma Sooners. The LSU Tigers. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Penn State Nittany Lions, and then Purdue.
Even all of that with Joe Pa and Penn State still doesn't need money?
In 2012.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We'll see. May change. Well, who knew it, but Paul McCartney is a grasshopper hugger.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yep.
Of course he is.
Doing a concert in Brazil on Monday night. The show was infested with grasshopper. Yeah, easy for you to say. Grasshoppers, they swarmed the stage.
So it sounded like drinks for a second.
Yeah, no. They stayed through the show, as a matter of fact, and they report that one even landed on Paul's shoulder in perfect timing when he was singing Hey Jude and got to the line, "The movement you need is on your shoulder." Isn't that nice?
If I was a grasshopper, I would want to be on Paul McCartney's shoulder.
Of course. And, of course, Paul wouldn't allow the crew to kill any of the grasshoppers, so they just became part of the concert.
He's like the male equivalent of...
Careful. Go ahead.
Of Snow White.
Is he? Why do you say that?
He just seems to have a gentle and tender spirit, and he sings, and the animals and young children gather around. I don't know. Him and Ringo, they're both my favorites. I guess that's good. They're the only two who are alive.
Well, that's, yeah, the other two are
kind of hard to follow.
They are. That's right. All right, here you go. See what you think about this now. Kat is being the female of the group.
Oh, no.
A new study shows...
I mean, you're about to say something offensive.
Not at all. A new study shows that white wedding dresses are out. Red, pink, and blue dresses are the trend for new brides.
Red?
Well, saving it till marriage is out, too.
As you have celebrities like Reese Witherspoon, Gwen Stefani, and Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Okay, to thank for the rainbow of the new bridal colors.
Well, those aren't first marriages for any of those
also
girls.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, and technically, I mean, you don't have to be married in a white wedding dress. I think my grandma was married in like a dress suit or something. But, you know, that only came in with Queen Victoria.
What, the white wedding dress?
Mm-hmm. No. Before, you would just wear whatever your nicest dress was. Yeah.
27% of 18 to 24-year-olds would not get married in traditional white.
Well,
27%.
Well, if it is the, you know, it's symbolic of purity, and that's, yeah. I
now,
mean.
You guys are going way too deep. Scott, get the button ready. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
It's okay. Because America's become.
Okay.
And everybody knows white makes you look.
But yeah, oh, okay. But
thank
then
you.
What are they going to do?
Wait, is black more slimming?
But black is slimming, so that wouldn't work very well.
But, well, if you're fat and you don't want to wear white, yeah, any other color's better than white.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't think that's why.
And because we're all
are not
fat.
Wearing white.
Yes. Look. Yeah. You look like the Stay Puft
marshmallow
girl.
No, you don't.
But again, 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds not getting married in white. 1 in 10 would wear red, and 4% would marry in
that
blue.
Or they don't qualify for it.
Aren't getting married at all?
I'm sorry?
And a good percentage aren't getting married.
Well, they
at all
are. That's true. I find that that's a fairly significant number of what I thought was traditional. But
I think it goes back to what Kat said, too.
They
don't qualify for the purity part of it
true
anymore.
Hello.
Hey, do you realize he just called you Scat?
Yeah. Hello.
You know, this Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mom, got married here recently.
Yes, they did. Did you?
She was in a.
Camouflage.
I don't know what she was in. She was in like a flowery tutu with a bright orange hunting reflectant.
That was camouflage. It was real tree.
Yeah, had a little camouflage and then a little hunter orange to go with it. So I think she's setting the new trend.
Got that DVR, do you?
No. Just happened to see a picture of it.
I don't think
it's been on the show yet since it just happened recently.
Yeah, I can't.
I can sort of understand that, though. I think something really romantic that wasn't a white wedding dress was a woman who got married with a dress made out of the parachute that had saved her husband's life during World War II. I thought that was cool.
Now, that's different.
Now,
Sugar Bear had the Hunter Orange going.
Thank you.
Is that her name, Sugar Bear?
Yeah, I think it is.
When
it's
time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where all the physicians are board certified by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or a practice that's been voted best of the Brazos Valley, or maybe a practice with 3 Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff? At University Pediatric Association, you'll find all that and more. For 35 years, UPA has cared for generations of Brazos Valley families, and we're ready to help take care of yours. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When you make a living shooting bullets at targets half a football field away, accuracy is everything. And having good aim is pretty important too if you're hoping to build a happy, successful life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At the 2004 Olympics in Athens, Greece, Matt Emmons was nearing victory in the 50-meter three-position rifle event. It came down to the final shot. All he needed to do was strike the target, and he'd win the gold medal. When he pulled the trigger, he knew he'd made a good shot. In fact, he thought he hit the bullseye. But the scoreboard didn't record any points. The officials discovered that Emmons had shot the wrong target. He'd been standing in lane 2, but hit the target in lane 3. And in one shot, he went from certain victory to 8th place. If you think about it, we each face a similar danger. It's easy to spend your life aiming for the bullseye of happiness, only to discover you've been aiming at the wrong target all along. Things like faith and family are enduring values that give life its richness and meaning. Yet so many people keep their sights focused on less significant pursuits, like even bigger homes or an endless parade of new stuff. These ambitions attract us, but they aren't meaningful enough to build our lives on. True happiness starts with aiming for the right target. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. It's 7:51. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. In a game that was weather delayed by 4+ hours, it was well worth the wait. The Aggie softball team was in Kentucky for the SEC Championship Tournament. They put on quite a show. Here's Tide coach Patrick Murphy after the game.
Thought it was a very entertaining game. I think everybody got their money's worth. I think TV got their money's worth. The last thing that this team needed to do was to come from behind at the very end, and we hadn't done it all year long, and we had several chances, and I think that was part of the reason why we lost several games in the SEC where we had opportunities. We just didn't cash in. And, you know, at the bottom of the seventh, I said, look, you know, this is a positive in it. We get an opportunity again to make a comeback, to get a walk-off win. And Danny did the rest.
Bama did it despite late home runs, including a grand slam by Amber Garza. The ninth-seeded Texas A&M softball team dropped the 10-9 walk-off decision to number 8 Alabama. The Aggies at one point trailed by 5 runs. And then we got a 2-run long ball by Casey Tesarchik. And A&M pushed ahead of Alabama, headed into the bottom of the seventh. The leadoff single in a fielding error put 2 Bama runners on base before Daniel Richards pounded out a 2-run triple.
3-2 now. Yeah. Mel ready. Here's the pitch. Line drive. Base hit. 1-run scores. We're tied. Oh, Clopton gets it in. They're going to try and score the other one. Here's the throw. It's not going to reach.
And A&M came up just short. Aggies will learn their postseason fate Sunday at 10 p.m. as the NCAA Division I selection show airs on ESPNU. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball in a must-win situation against the number 3 team in the country, LSU. They start out tonight for their final home SEC series of the season. Aggies entered the series on a 4-game win streak and A&M pitching allowing just 9 runs over 4 games. LSU comes in with the SEC West leading 19-5 record. And on Friday and Saturday, the fans are encouraged to leave early for Olsen as the graduation ceremonies will be conducted at Reed. Delays are expected at Welburn and Bush and again at Olsen and Bush. Those intersections could be clogged up. Lot 100G, if you're used to parking there, that will be used for graduation reserve parking. All other lots around Reed will be available for parking along with the West Campus parking garage. For tonight's game, it'll be handled just like most regular season games are. Thursday, today, 8:05, the first pitch, all the action live here on WTAW. Miami Heat and Golden State Warriors won last night's NBA playoff games to even their prospective conference semifinals at a game apiece. Ray Allen scored 21 points, and the Heat led by as many as 46. Here's King James following the game.
We came out with intensity today, did as well, and just tried to keep our composure throughout everything that was going on. It had nothing to do with basketball, and, you know, we played our game tonight. We attacked both offensively and defensively, and we was able to win a must-needed win, obviously, tonight.
Not only did they win, the Heat shellacked Chicago 115-78. In the other NBA game, Klay Thompson scored 29 of his 34 in the first half and finished with 14 rebounds as well, and the Warriors beat the Spurs 100-91. The New York Rangers, Boston Bruins, Los Angeles Kings, and Anaheim Ducks were last night's Stanley Cup playoff winners. Third period goals by Danny Girardi and Derek Stefan pushed the Rangers past Washington 4-3 before David Krejci's hat trick lifted the Bruins over Toronto, also 4-3. Slavoj Vavanov had an overtime goal in the Kings' 3-2 win over St. Louis, and the Ducks knocked off Detroit by also the score of 3-2. In Major League Baseball, Ian Kinsler hit two home runs last night, and the Rangers topped the Milwaukee Brewers 4-1. Derek Holland earned the victory after allowing just one run over seven innings.
That is hammered out to deep left field. It's going to be 3-0 Houston. Carter with his eighth of the season picks up his 18th run batted in.
Chris Carter homered for the second time in consecutive games to help the Stros beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-1 last night. And finally, Will Bruin had two goals and two assists yesterday in the Houston Dynamo to a 4-1 win over DC United. FC Dallas tied Portland yesterday 1-1. That's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Ready to start mowing in a more efficient way? We'll stop by Sioux Falls Prater and have a look at the Z-Track mower they've got there, because what Sioux Falls Prater has done with mowers is to make it, well, actually a pretty good time to get out there and mow. I mean, you'll enjoy yourself. And since they've got mowers that will go up to 12 miles an hour when it comes mowing time, you're liable to be the most popular person in the neighborhood, because you might just want to mow your neighbor's yard for fun. And I'm not kidding you, because what they've done at Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere is put together a tractor and mower, tractors and mowers that are easy for you to use, easy for you to get kind of used to using. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a big job, little job, or something in between. There's a John Deere to fit your needs. And if this is all new to you, then Sioux Falls Prater will be more than happy to show you the features, what makes their equipment better. And, you know, what you've got going on is John Deere offering a warranty that's better than the competition, basically because these are machines that are made to last and made to work. If there is a problem, they've got technicians that are trained to work specifically on these products from John Deere. So get in touch with Sioux Falls Prater or head out and see them. By the way, prices on this Z-Track that they've got out there, about $1,000 less than it's ever been, and they've also got 0% financing for 60 months, which they've never had for this product. CPTractors.com for the nearest Sioux Falls Prater location. The one in Bryan is on Highway 21, but they've got them all over Central Texas. John Deere and Sioux Falls Prater, it's a great combination.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Wondering why mom's being so sweet? She's dropping a hint.
Mother's Day is May 12th, and mom wants something sweet this year.
Be sweet to mom with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
The Chocolate Gallery has designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat.
Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all mom's favorites. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy is also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning.